Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha, this is Sharia Fox. So very grateful to be here with my friend Neil Garr and having some fun today talking about one of those subjects that, you know, gets people kind of excited. I mean, people either be like really excited about it or really worried about it or really angry about it or really neutral about it. I mean, I think neutral is probably rare on this topic, but most people can agree that something is going on with extraterrestrials these days, and there's every spectrum from full-out denial to absolute belief and certainty. And so it's going to be really interesting to chat with Neil Garr of Portals to Ascension this very beautiful January day of 2016 to find out what he thinks is the latest, greatest, and hottest news about disclosure, extraterrestrials, and everything alien. Thanks for being on the show, Neil.
Hey, Sharia. Thank you for having me. Really happy to be here.
Absolutely. This is a super fun topic and one that I know that you've been working on for a very long time. And as I said in the intro there, you know, brings up a lot of emotion for people usually, or, you know, whether that's alarm or curiosity or panic or fear or just a feeling of awesomeness some people have, or a feeling of knowing. And, you know, we're talking about disclosure, meaning that this information may be released more and more this year.
Right.
What is your quick overview of the conversation that you want to have with us today?
Sure. So basically, the disclosure movement has been created to spearhead the disclosure of all of this hidden information from us, right? Like, we have ancient history, we have free energy, we have the spirituality, the God within. There's disclosure for everything, and the conscious movement is really a complete disclosure. So now, an extraterrestrial disclosure is extremely important within this, because a lot of the misfortunes, or I would say like mistakes or negative elements of our society, comes from an aspect of that, the fact that we've been kind of controlled and manipulated in many ways from the power structure above us. So what happens when we disclose extraterrestrial awareness, there will be a whole new can of worms, a whole bunch of questions that will be opened, such as, what does this mean for our religion? What does it mean for organized religion? What does it mean for past civilizations of what we know as we truly are? And another question would be, how did these beings get here? What kind of energy do they use? And if this awareness was known about from the government before, the question would be, why did you hold back this information? And maybe because if they were to disclose everything and let us know that ETs are visiting us and that they're using these kinds of devices to transport themselves, the power structures and the elements that they use to control us, such as the petrol dollar, power and energy in general, would kind of crumble, and it would give humans the responsibility to take responsibility for ourselves. And it's really been difficult, I feel, for humans to take responsibility in general.
Wow, that's a really good point. I mean, I hadn't even gone that far down the rabbit hole, but I guess that's why we're having this conversation. So,
right.
In other words, the idea of people disclosing the fact that there's been ET interaction with this planet goes way beyond just, wow, that's a trip.
Yeah, exactly. It'll change everything up.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I was just saying, yeah, I agree with you. It'll change everything up. The number one thing that stands out for me, though, is how religion will perceive it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really an interesting point. Now, so as some people may know, I'm the author of a book called Love's Whisperings, Authentic Spiritual Development, and I've been communicating with beings calling themselves the Star Elders. This is the Star Elders of the Council of Human Enlightenment, the Star Elders of the Council of Mu, and beings who have been here, you know, before and gone through a similar phase of growth and what we are calling ascension now, that to the humans here, because, you know, the knowing on the inner planes and the knowing in the esoteric circles is that our cultures stem from billions of years of humanity in various star systems in all parts of the universe and beyond into the multiverse. And so the idea that we're these puny humans here on a planet, we just evolved out of thin air and we're not connected to anybody, is pure fabrication and a great wool pulled over the eyes of the population, in my opinion.
Right.
You know, and so from my knowing on the interplanes, you could call it a spiritual being, a celestial being. You know, these beings, these elders, are caring for humanity in our maturity, in our growing into maturity, so that we can do just what you were saying, which is begin to take stewardship of the planet.
Exactly.
And my knowing is that we as humans, that is our natural capacity and what we're actually designed for. And we're designed to do this intrinsically, not necessarily needing devices. The human being is the device, is the being that does that. Now, saying that, there's eons of sagas with different levels of galactic awareness, and even the galactic beings are, from what I understand, of a varying degree of spiritual awareness and growth and all that stuff. I mean, you hear about the wars in heaven, so obviously maybe that wasn't the most spiritually enlightened time frame, you know, when there's these wars in other places. So we're talking about a multifaceted spectrum of knowledge, information, beings, ideas, ways of being, spiritual alignment, lack of spiritual alignment, being beneficial, you know, desiring to be helpful, desiring to war, you know. Wouldn't you say? Would you agree?
Yeah, it's all connected too. It's like right now we're living very inorganically, right? We're giving up our power to our governments. We're giving up our power to our religions, to our religious leaders. So, like, as you said, like, our whole entire essence is to take stewardship, responsibility for our own being, and be a sovereign being. So we're living completely the opposite way, it seems, in this system. So what will happen if there is some huge awakening, whether it's ETs come down or whether somebody just spontaneously gets enlightened, what's going to happen is people are going to have to finally confront themselves and look and deep within spiritually. And all this linear information about ET awareness and the UFOs and the sightings, the Phoenix Lights, all this mainstream information that is coming out really is nothing without the spiritual component, because without that, we're not going to really have that connection. So the message from all the ET races that are higher dimensional and communicating with us seems to be for us to take responsibility for ourselves, to empower ourselves and raise our vibration. So I think that's where it's at. And that's going to be the first stage to any type of disclosure.
Perfect. And so when I work with the star elders, you know, some people ask as I'm transmitting a message from them, they're like, well, who are you? And I mean, really, quite honestly, what they say is it's really quite irrelevant who we are. What's relevant is who you are. And in other words, we as humanity, we don't know who we are yet. And we have the power to bring things into manifestation from our consciousness. And this is the essence of my life's work and what I'm here to help us remember and learn how to master our mind and our thoughts so we can steer the ship of our lives and the planet. And so I hear what you're saying, and it sounds like you're agreeing with me that the higher levels of what we might call ETs, you know, are beings who would be at that level of awareness who are basically holding space for us. What they say is, look, we can't walk up the stairs for you. It's not possible. It's not possible for me to ride a bike for you, but we can hold your hand, or we can give you a training wheel, and we can help you if you ask for this assistance in making this leap, and especially in this unusual situation on this planet where this information has been so strongly disclosed.
Right. And
not yet disclosed.
Right. That actually reminds me of what Bashar said, that we got to meet them halfway. So you're saying climb the ladder, right? We got to meet them vibratorily halfway. You know, they can't just come down to our level. And as long as we exist within this lower dimension, lower densities that consist of all these lower frequencies of hate, you know, competition, anger, jealousy, we're not going to be perceiving anything higher vibration. So it's definitely out there. The only real solution is to completely raise our vibration so we can get to a level where we'll shift into a paradigm where these beings exist already. They're just waiting for us, constantly sending vibratory signals to us, like saying, hey, we're ready, we're waiting, you know?
Right. This is really interesting. Yes, absolutely. And so there's a bridge that a lot of people know about that's being created that is that vibratory bridge. Some call it ascension. Mm-hmm. And your work is with the portal to ascension. And so, you know, what we're saying is, let's get out of the lower 3D materialistic consciousness that says all there is bodies and earth and stuff, and
right.
realize that we are a higher consciousness, and that we can, regardless of whether we're living in a materialistic plane or out there in the ethers disembodied, we have access to this higher consciousness, which can help us have a happier and more harmonious life and be more in touch with the source living beings all around the universe, the multiverse.
Right. Yeah. And I would add to that, the more we accept ourselves for what we've been, because when I first woke up, I had this whole judgment of how I'd lived, right? And then I didn't realize until like 10 years later that that judgment was what was keeping me from reaching where I wanted to become.
Right.
So it's quite a paradox, really. You got to, everything in the universe to me is a paradox. Like, you really need to accept all the stuff that you really don't want anymore in your life, and which is kind of difficult in itself for some people. And then once you do that, everything that you want will start manifesting, and you just happen to arrive at where you want to be.
Absolutely. Well, it's the way that we would say it. So when I work with the Divine Mother, she says the source is the first emanation of source from creation back, you know, in the original expression of the creator into creation.
Mm-hmm.
She and Divine Father are what we call the first emanations. And so Divine Mother always says to me, all that is as it is because it is. And so to resist this, to make it wrong, to push against it, is actually to keep our thoughts sequestered in those lower vibratory frequencies.
Right.
And that's why Jesus said, you know, judge not lest ye be judged. Because, and he also said, it's not so much about what you put in your mouth as what goes out of your mouth that's going to affect you.
Right.
It's all the same. It's all the same teaching. And the teaching is, you know, what you put out comes back to you. And so, and that includes your own thoughts about yourself. So if you want to have a shift in yourself, you've got to start thinking of yourself with loving thoughts and accept
mm-hmm.
that, yeah, you had a dip there for a little while. It's like, cool, we had a dip. We dipped, we fell, we did, you know, we did that thing that we did.
Right.
So let's not be haters.
Right, especially on ourselves.
That's awesome. And so what is the information? It seems that you're a little bit excited about the possibility of this grander, multifaceted disclosure of all these things, you know,
yes.
happening here. And I mean, my book is coming out. My book from Divine Father is coming out. It's called Unlocked and Unleashed, the God Within You. And so this is being disclosed who you are, which is you are an extension of the creator in form. And obviously this has been being disclosed for many years, but I mean,
yeah.
I get that it's multifaceted and includes the spiritual awareness of ourselves. And what else is, you know, you mentioned briefly what it included, but go into a little bit more and share why you feel that this may be the year for the big opening.
Well, I don't feel on any level that the government is releasing anything now. And even though it seems that they are, it looks like they're doing it in a very controlled way, so that they can maintain control over what the public outlook will be on this ET matter. For example, they released information every month for the last 6 months on Mars. And first it started with found a mountain with riverbeds. We found a mountain with lake at the bottom of the mountain. Then we found bacteria in there. So it's like slowly information. And then Hillary Clinton just said at New Hampshire press, at a New Hampshire interview just last week, she said that if somebody asked her, like, what does she think about extraterrestrials and do you think we've been visited? And she said that, I'm not too sure. I think we have been visited, but I'm not too sure. As soon as I'm president, I'm going to look into Area 51 to get down to the bottom of the ET case, right? So now let me add this to that. That is complete BS because she's not going to do it. The reason why she said that is because she's trying to attract all the progressive voters that are moving over to Bernie and the conspiracy theorists that take up a huge number of this country. And her last whim in order to try to survive is to throw out something like that, right? So, but what that does show is that they do know something and they're kind of throwing it out there little by little, because if you throw out these little tidbits here and there, eventually when they say the big story, you're not going to be as tripping as much about it anymore. You can kind of expect it, you know? But the thing is that let me check this out, because like, now let's bring in the linear part to the spiritual part.
Okay.
Why would the higher dimensional ET races, which are the ones that want to communicate with us and want to land here, the higher dimensional races, why would they choose a patriarchal, wounded, masculine-based governmental system in order to disclose the truth that they exist to?
Right.
You know what I mean? There's no matriarchy, there's no balance, there's no oneness there, but that's the message that they're bringing. So now back to your original question about be the your disclosure. There is nothing on the mainstream that is telling me it's going to be a disclosure, but there is something within me saying that this is going to be disclosure, and I know that I have now created a platform to really create ripples with tens of thousands of people per event, you know, worldwide. So we're going to make this the year of disclosure by building these events, making them bigger and bigger. We're going to do huge in-person conferences. I've connected with other people that don't talk about just extraterrestrial awareness, but people like Graham Hancock, Greg Braden, and we're going to do full-day intensives worldwide starting this year and moving into 2017. So we're going to make this year of disclosure and just live it every single day. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, you know, I put in all my energy for it. You know, you can judge me for trying, right? but I'm definitely going to try and see what I can do.
Have you been watching David Wilcox, the Cosmic Disclosure
TV? Yeah, I didn't watch the full thing. He has a lot of stuff up there, but I watched a couple of things that he had with Corey Good from the Secret Space Program. You seen that one?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy, right? Like,
it's
just the information coming out right now. Go ahead.
Well, it's pretty extensive information about all levels of things that have been going on that, you know, the governments of the planet have been involved with. And so somebody
right.
like Hillary saying she doesn't know, I mean, that just makes me laugh, crack up laughing
yeah.
out loud, quite honestly.
Right, right.
But anyway, the whole election thing, that's a whole other story that I'm like, here's my prayer on the political front for humanity
mm-hmm.
is that, whatever happens, whatever bozo ends up in the office,
mm-hmm.
that somehow some good comes of it.
Yeah, right. At least something.
That, you know, whoever ends up in there, like for whatever reason and however they get there, I'm going to pray that something awesome is going to happen unknown to anyone who, you know, somehow it's going to be utilized for good.
Yeah. See, that reminds me of a quote from Jordan Maxwell, right? He said that you can only elect your president, but you can't select your president. You know, so it's like
right.
they give you and dangle things in front of you, and they cover
right.
every single aspect of what kind of person you could be with all the members right there.
Oh my
yeah, but
gosh!
But it's also the same result.
Looking at this buffet, I'm not very hungry.
Yeah, I know, right?
So the Corey Good talks with David Wilcock are very extensive, and if people are interested in that perspective, a lot of people are feeling, you know, that when you feel in your body whether something feels true or not, a lot of people are saying they're getting that feeling that this could be actually true information, which
right.
changes a lot of things. And so I encourage people to watch that if you're interested. I think it's a worthy thing, you know, to do if you're wanting to know. I've been personally digging into the ancient history and the things on the planet that just point to, you know, unequivocally, that point to the reality of this over and over and over and over and
mm-hmm,
over again.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite topic.
Yeah, mine too. And I mean, everything from 15-foot doors carved into the side of Petra in the middle of the Middle East, you know, it's like, oh yeah, they just did that to honor the king. It's like, are you people on crack? It's like, really?
Mm-hmm.
There's
What's
just
even...
so many big things. And then you'll see the pictures of the big people with the little people all over.
Right. What does that mean?
And pottery. And then you'll even see guys with headsets and laptops, like literally these devices that they're in some kind of advanced technological spaceship. They've got a headset, and there's even some that I found recently that are like a smaller being handing the bigger being a laptop.
Yeah. I've even seen ancient hieroglyph that was a straight up gray alien, like just a conventional face or gray alien. And it was
mm-hmm.
some Sumerian tablet, you know? So
right.
it's like, wait a second. Unless it's like a
mutant
or something.
The fact of having been able to keep this under wraps to the degree that it has been is
I gotta commend them,
admirable.
Right?
I mean, it's like wow.
Yeah, right. Well, they've been at it for thousands of years, right? They're like the whole goal has been agenda has been going on for thousands of years. We live 100 years, and they still have the same plan going on. We start over, you know?
Right. And that's part of the whole deal that's been challenging here is this forgetfulness veil and these short lifetimes, which evidently, according to most of the histories, such as, you know, what Sitchin writes and stuff, you know, it didn't used to be that way, but we were sort of programmed, we, this humanity, was programmed with this shorter life and a forgetfulness for the purpose of keeping everybody under control, you know?
Right.
In a bit of a slave state. And so I guess, you know, what I understand is that at this time, many of the beings, even the beings involved in that back then, some of them knew that there was going to come a time when this species, this humanity of the earth, was going to grow enough to become cosmic citizens and be able to take the reins of their own ship. And, and that's kind of what we're tiptoeing into right now. We're dipping our toe into spiritual maturity and enough awareness to want our liberation and our birthright as source created beings.
Exactly. The whole thing with the true world history is, I think, another key component to disclosure, and definitely with extraterrestrial awareness, because once we realize true world history, we realize that these ancient civilizations such as Atlantis and Lemuria were actually in communication with higher dimensional beings and ETs. And even in Egypt, there are like these images, the Sumerian tablets talk about the Anunnaki. So our true world history is deeply rooted in extraterrestrial awareness. However, those extraterrestrial stories became diluted over time, and then they became stories about prophets and other mainstream organized religion stuff. So the whole thing about organized religion is really ties into true world history, because once ETs come and or even just the somebody releases the true information about a history, once that comes, people are going to realize, wow, the root of all these religions really were extraterrestrial in origin, right?
Yeah.
So that can do one of two things. That can make you go crazy, right? Or it can make you realize that we're all united and we're all one, right? And there's something greater than this that connects us all.
Yes, and with all due respect to every religion, which, as you said, does have pieces of the truth in each one remaining, you know, they all are telling the same creation story.
Exactly.
Whether you talk about Zarathustra or Isis and Osiris or our beloved Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, all these things, it's a very old original story, and it has to do with Enlightenment teachings about the human physiology and our ability to raise our energy up to our higher brain to activate it so that we can return to heaven. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And this has to do with the teaching of raising up of the energy and not squandering it out into the world, but raising it up and then being able to access this higher consciousness. And so this gets into esoteric teachings and tantra, and all of these things have been mixed up, garbled up with little bits of truth and little bits of, you know, ridiculousness in them, or just, you know, disinformation, misinformation, outright lies, or mixed truths, or things that got ritualized and followed as a habit that you have to do instead of knowing the original purpose of it to begin with.
Right. Plus the whole context of science in general, science is the thing that's supposed to advance us and take us into a better age, right? But the whole thing with science is that it kind of became very rigid, where scientists now operate under the whole premise of, I know, so they're never asking a what if. There's no more philosophical questions so much. So when spiritualists like myself come out and start saying all this crazy esoteric information but backing it up with science, people don't really resonate as much because they're like, well, this is what we were told. Like, no, the pyramids of Egypt are 2,000 to 3,000 years old. Like, this is what we're told. But a lot of that stuff is hearsay, literally hearsay, right? That has no back with no evidence. But so many people said, oh, it must be because of this. And most of our history was written like that.
Right.
So, and plus, don't forget, you cannot carbon date stone. Stone is not carbon dateable. So we think that because of carbon dating that everything must be what they tell us it is. But we don't realize that we haven't done enough research figuring out stone can be carbon dated. So the pyramids of Egypt and the Sumerian tablets of creation, none of those things have the actual dates on it. The only way they can actually figure out what the date is by checking if there's any organic material left on the stone. However, don't forget, it's been there for thousands of years, and the last organic person that touched it was the last person who touched it, you know? Could have been 1,000, 2,000 years ago, not when it was originally created. So now within the archaeological community, there's the mainstream knowledge, there's forbidden archaeology that's swept under the rugs, like when they find giant skeletons, when they find ancient civilizations or people that date back hundreds of thousands of years, and they're like, oh, this can't be true, so it doesn't exist, right? Yeah. Now, in 2015, an alternative group... Go ahead.
No, yeah, I mean, they're just... It's like, because it doesn't fit with the mainstream conception of reality and history, they think it can't be real, or they get scared, or somebody comes knocking on their door and said, we're not ready for you to release that information yet.
Right, and they miraculously get funded. The people that are in opposition for the truth miraculously fund all the archaeologists so that their information can get out to the mainstream, and the alternative people, such as Graham Hancock, who I want to touch on also, his information doesn't get out there, and people just see what they're seeing in the peer review papers or something, you know?
Right.
So Graham Hancock actually said that he's one of the alternative people. Go ahead. Say that again.
What? Okay.
You cut out for a second. I missed
Graham.
Graham Hancock, yes. Are you familiar with him?
You were mentioning the Graham. Wait, Graham.
Hold on 1 second. My mic just cut out.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back. So I was saying about Graham is that he's one of the alternative people within the archaeological community. So they are a very few people. It's a very huge, very small minority. And in 2015, they actually took over the mainstream, and now they've become more popular within the archaeological community. And they've released a few papers last year releasing a whole different context of the human history that says that there were two ancient civilizations in the last 15,000 years that got destroyed, and they're wiped out by comets and different natural disasters. So now, this year is also going to definitely be the disclosure of the archaeological community, where they're going to start saying that we now have evidence to prove that what we have been taught in our history books for the last 200 years actually isn't true.
Right. So absolutely clear, and I've checked that this was this missing piece of information is affecting our culture deeply and intensively, and it absolutely needs to be unveiled. Now, the interesting thing is that Lemuria, the Promised Land, Paradise, any of these words that we're talking about, they're pointing back to the same thing, which is a time frame when humans were on the planet and there was harmony and peace, and there was not, there was beautiful food everywhere. And, you know, there was
abundance.
Not a need for all this work and craziness that we have going on now.
Right.
And evidently there's this thing that happened with Mount Krakatau, which is Mount Meru. And most people who really know what's going on are pointing to Indonesia as the area, like between India and Australia, that whole area was above water and was what we know as Atlantis, in Lemuria today, and the seat of the larger one. It was thousands of years. Like the flood thing didn't, some of it happened really quickly, and then other times it happened slowly, is what I'm understanding from my research. And the coastlines would get submerged, leaving some traces of those civilizations right around the edges of the coast. But others, you know, it wasn't really in Atlantis, in the Atlantic Ocean, the way that they thought it was.
Right.
That was a little bit of an error of a misinterpretation of what Pluto was saying about where this thing was. He said it was on the other side of Gibraltar. Well, it was like way on the other side of Gibraltar, evidently. But Mount Krakatau is this huge mountain that exploded, and created a great caldera, a big hole in the ocean, which is ended up being symbolic of, you know, when it was erect, it was known as the phallus or the Shiva lingam, the divine masculine, and as a caldera sunken in, now it's the great yoni of the planet, the great feminine.
Interesting.
It is. It's really, really fascinating. I'll send you some links about the latest things.
Yeah, please.
With
so
that.
One other thing that Graham touched on in his new book, Magicians of the God, that we're listening to the audio tape on a road trip last week. We listened like 10 hours straight. And he was talking about how all these faiths around the world, all these religions are talking about a catastrophic event that occurred 12,900 years ago on Earth. Mm-hmm. And then another one, 9,000 something years ago. And so I was checking into everything, right? And he did the research for us, but I had already researched this before, and it was like a huge confirmation. But all the esoteric wisdom and a lot of the channeling information and other like conscious presenters that are tapping into this information intuitively have said that an ancient civilization 2,900 years ago, 12,900 years ago, and then another one around 9,000 years ago. So there's this whole idea of maybe there was a civilization that got destroyed 12,900 years ago, which could have been Lemuria. And then we know that there was a huge ice age for a couple of thousand years. And then another civilization emerged. And then 9,600 years ago, the other one got taken out, and that was Atlantis. Right after Atlantis got taken out, the next civilization was Egypt. So that's the trajectory that kind of looks like is commonly accepted in the spiritual community. So Graham Hancock has now discovered that all these people worldwide are finding crater imprints in the earth, and this huge coat of layer around the whole entire planet dating back to when? 12,900 years ago? 9,600 years ago.
Right.
Now, that is the mainstream science that has been swept under, that is the science that has been swept by the mainstream under the rug, and that is coming out this year. So once, like, these are just stories to me. Lemuria, all this stuff, I don't know, maybe it was 30,000 years ago, maybe it was 100,000 years ago, but now there's actual evidence advanced civilizations are being wiped out.
Yes. And Lemuria, I think before that was Mu, evidently when the planets were all connected, and then Lemuria preceded Atlantis. And Atlantis was global. I mean, it wasn't just in one place. And when the flooding happened, one of the things that happened is that's when the 12 tribes scattered. That's when beings knew they needed to go someplace where they could stabilize and rebuild civilization in their image, where it wasn't going to sink, because they had the technology to understand what was getting ready to happen to a certain degree. And so they had they have certain beings fled to different parts of the world, and that's why you see these rebuilding of these very similar structures all over the place. It's part of the Exodus, you know, the original Exodus, right, from Atlantis to all these different regions of the planet. And so now you're like, now it's like, oh, well, that's why you see these things in Easter Island and you know, Quetzalcoatl and Teotihuacan and all these things and who knows how, I mean, the time sequence, it's kind of jumbled in our mind, but we have a general sense of what happened, is that there was a global massive civilization outpost all over the place, right?
So the story that Graham gives about 12,900 years ago, that there was a comet that came to Earth, right? And but then the story that says throughout all of the religious texts say, like, thunderbirds came down from the sky, right? God threw down his lightning bolt. The golden carriage streamed through the sky, leaving a tail the same, burning as much as the sun, right? Well, that, to me, that's just three out of some of them straight up say some huge boulder rock was on fire, you know? So, like, it looks like what everybody's saying is that there was a meteorite, the advanced civilization got wiped out, and then it says humans had to pick up the pieces again and start from scratch.
Right.
However, because of their consciousness and their ability to connect, they started getting help from advanced civilizations again, rebuilding very rapidly. Did it again? Then we did the exact same thing we did in Lemuria. However, the thing is that the downfall of these communities wasn't because the majority of people were negatively polarized. It was the energy of a few that brought everybody down. And what's happening now in this world is the energy of a few is bringing down the vibration of the masses. And I would say the power elite, the structure, the 1%, the very few people that are completely trying to keep a hold on the entire of humanity for their own benefit are like hardly anybody. We're the masses. And even though a lot of the people in the masses have had the imprint of judgment and all these things that have been imposed from the top down, ultimately everybody wants the same. We all just want to have a good life, be happy and love, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, that's what I've understood too, that there was some practices and that some beings were doing were part of what catapulted us down into this 3D experience. And
right.
That's not our normal state. Our normal state is to be up in the heart and in 5D, higher dimensions of love and higher consciousness. And so we're literally just, it's just taken this long to build the bridge back to our normal state, which is an interesting concept in and of itself. And I think some of us who felt like maybe we were in Atlantis that have memories of these times, you know, it's like a, it's been a piece of work, you know, putting this back together again.
Yeah, yeah, I know, right? And I also read that after, like, we're basically doing the same thing. We're reliving, it goes back even further back. Like, it goes back to Orion. Like, this whole karmic cycle that we're living happened over there. And then we incarnated into this system, onto Maldek, into Mars. And we're reliving and we keep making the same mistakes over and over. So what it is said now is that Earth now, this civilization now, is meant to be the civilization that transcends and does not make the same mistakes. And it is a decree has been put on Earth, a decree that Earth will not be destroyed. No matter what happens, this experiment will not be recycled. We're going to let it ride out and see how they do it. You know?
Wow.
That's why we have the...
Go ahead.
So that's why we have the choice, and we have to make the right positive, higher vibratory choices for ourselves.
Absolutely. And so that's really exciting to me, because that is the root core of my work, which is to bring these teachings to us through what I call the Star Elders, Source, First Mother, and First Father, to actually claim our inheritance of our higher consciousness and our ability to steer the ship of this planet as Source streaming human beings. And so that is, it's very exciting. The codes are here. The information is here. The teachings are here in order to help us do that. Absolutely. 100%.
Yes. There's something I want to add to the history thing that we're talking about is we're both familiar with the cycle of ages, right? The golden age, the Kali Yuga, right? So right now it's said that we are in the Kali Yuga, and December 21st, 2012, was the end of us being in that cycle and starting to turn back up again. So this cycle is a 26,000-year cycle that coincides with the zodiac, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what if we're at the bottom of the Kali Yuga in the complete dark ages right now, how long ago was it when we were in the golden age? 13,000 years ago. When was 13,000 years ago? Right when the fall of everything happened. It's complete. And not only that, you know what's even crazier? It was 100 years after the golden age at the climax. So it was exactly to the T right when we dipped back down from the golden age.
Interesting.
So,
that
just brings, so now this opens a whole new can of worms. What are the lessons we can learn from this if we realize we're on this cycle? If we become conscious that we're on this cycle of destruction and all this stuff at this level of this vibration right now, then we can really make some amazing choices for the whole planet.
Well, I think one of the things that happened is people lost their ability to recycle off of this planet or depart, and they kept getting cycled back in by,
I heard that too,
mechanisms rather than the natural way of things. And it could be because of the actual breakdown of the system that occurred, the cataclysm that happened, or it could be that it got imposed. It's like, I don't really know why we forget and why we keep cycling back, but it's, you know, magnetic. But now what's happening is we're able to clean and clear the detritus of past conscious miscreational thoughts. They're basically unconscious thinking without knowing we were the God self creating. You know, we're able to clear that now so that beings can, you know, beings are going to, it's easier to choose. It's easier to make a new choice to think a different thought, to come out of a judgment habit, and possibly, who knows, maybe it becomes easier to return home, wherever home is, you know.
Right.
Once we correct this as well. And if you say, hey, are you going to stay on Earth or are you going to go somewhere else? You know, because the knowledge that we're eternal beings is also part of, I think, what is emerging here as part of the truth that's being revealed.
Yeah, it's almost like we can't ascend to the next dimension until we live out the karma of this dimension. And mm-hmm. Dolores Cannon right. actually speaks about this. She says that every human that's ever incarnated on Earth and every ET that's ever incarnated here is currently incarnating here now. The reason why a population is exponentially increasing in the last 100 to 200 years is that all the souls are back here for one last go at getting rid of this karmic cycle. And right. which is why you see, like, I think, like, back in the day, thousands of years ago, you had your own little cottage in the woods. Maybe you had a creek outside, and it would take you a long time to travel places. You wouldn't meet as many people, wouldn't be as much experience, as much stimuli. The external manifestation of all the stimuli and experiences that we're having right now is basically karma coming back every single second, like completely like cycling back for us to continue to have the same lessons daily, day in, day out, until we can get over it. Whereas right. in the past, we could have incarnated in 1 to 2 lives to have the same experience come back. Now it's like we're in the middle of the vortex, basically. We're in the singularity right now, spinning around, having karmic experiences every time we cycle around. And then once it's over, we go through the singularity and we pop out in the fifth dimension.
Right. That's and so happening. I would concur with Dolores in my direct experience of what's happening. And the healing and energy work that I'm able to do right now has gotten to an incredible level. And the reason that I understand that that's happening is because we can clear things either experientially or energetically. And for those who have mm-hmm. now enough experience to understand that they are self-responsible beings and that they can come to comprehend the nature of the law of life, which is that which goes out comes back, and they're able to understand enough their part in it and take responsibility for the creations and everything occurring in their world, there's mercy and grace in the form of this beloved healing energy that's available on the planet right now
yeah.
that will clear out the detritus of the past, which acts as like a steely magnet to those old patterns. And so once the detritus is removed by mercy and grace, the being can then more readily make the new choice of their own accord. And without that being cleared out by mercy and grace, it is like it's like going through a swampy mud pile. I mean, it's harder, it's easier for the old samskaric residue to trip you back up into the old pattern. So that's what's happening in my experience. And I mean, it's very exciting that we can call upon this energy to help us clear the past. And Ho'oponopono is one of the main ways, this deep radical forgiveness. And this deep radical forgiveness says, we understand at some level we are cause. We are one with source. We have no idea how we did it. It could have been our ancestors. It could have been our past lives. It could be just the karma of the planet. Somehow, some way, we created this. Creator, please forgive us, which means delete the data from our unconscious mind and let us be free to move on to the new. And so anyway, those codes and all of that, I get really excited because this is what my piece, I'm here to help us vocalize and bring in. I'm one of the ones helping us do this. And I know that you and I are going to do some creating to bring more of these teachings out to the world, which is also exciting to me.
Yes. Let me add to what you just said about forgiveness, that the book Power versus Force and has this vibrational scale on it. And this scale is actually in other books too, but is really well done. And basically, at every hertz frequency that it has on the scale, when you transcend one of those hertz, there's another lesson. And the first thing to do in order to shift from the lowest of the lowest, like keeping you down, is get rid of shame and guilt.
Yeah.
So what is that? That's forgiving yourself. And
yeah.
not forgiving yourself as if you did something wrong, but your mind believes you did. Like, you got to not be like, oh, I need to forgive myself because I'm a bad person and I did all these things wrong.
Right.
It's more like an inner peace, and you're just speaking to yourself. You're not saying, you're not calling yourself anything. You're not putting yourself down. You're just like, I forgive myself for all the things that I may have perceived to be wrong within me, you know?
Well, what we'd like to say is, Creator, help us to forgive ourselves for any harm we may have caused, consciously or unconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly, perceived or actual, in all time, space,
yeah,
dimensions, or all concepts of time. you know, in depth and permanently in all my ancestral lineages and all my past lives. Leave no stone unturned and discover and clear out and clean out any residual causes or effects, and effects that became causes and had other effects from this thinking and this timeline and these places where we had guilt and shame and we believed in those to be true. We now understand that guilt and shame are a complete fabrication. They have nothing to do with the reality of our source self and the truth of who we are. And we ask that we be completely cleared and forgiven and released, and all our ancestral lineages also completely cleared and released from any remnants of guilt and shame and thinking that we are bad or wrong in any way, because we now step up and claim the truth that we are source created beings of pure divine love here on a grand adventure. And hasn't it been grand? And aren't we growing?
So it is.
So it is. Woohoo.
Can you, do you have that written down? Because I want that. I want to say that every morning.
I actually have that written down. I just wrote it the other night. Part of it, at least. I wrote these tools because I'm getting ready to do a course just for January here for people who want to recalibrate to their next creation to dissolve the old. And so people can talk to me about that if you want to go on Facebook or my website is Shireya.com. You can check the Shireya. Yeah, we can talk about that. And Neil and I are going to do a course coming up very soon too. And I can't wait to talk to you. We're going to talk about that after this show, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I think. And maybe we'll have an announcement about how to pull all this together very shortly to offer this, because it's time. It's just time for people to have this information and this energy and, you know, cut through the muck.
It's amazing how much how readily available the information is. It's like out there. A simple Google search will give you everything, you know.
Absolutely. It totally will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we have a few minutes left here, and let's continue to dig in. What are the other events or programs that you have coming up that support information and knowledge?
So the first one, of course, is the Extraterrestrial Disclosure Online Summit. That is on January 15th, 16th, and 17th. So I think exactly a week from today, we're going to be doing that. It's going to be 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day, 3 days. We have 16 presenters. We have what I explain here as featuring 16 of the world's most renowned researchers, spiritualists, experiencers, and presenters on the extraterrestrial phenomenon. We're really attempting to do a full circle awareness event. So we have the linear information. We have the statistics behind the science of the Phoenix Lights to prove that this cannot be any, this was not a metal or any material made by man. It has to be something extraterrestrial. We have the alien abduction phenomena going to be addressed, but from a standpoint of spirituality and soul contracts and the advancement of our race. So it's really going to be fully encompassing, and it's just the beginning. We're actually going to do this twice a year. So the next one's going to be in 6 months from now. And every time we do it, we're going to add a whole new day with 5 to 6 presenters and just completely move into having a whole entire week of extraterrestrial disclosure. That's our intention.
Wow.
That's just one of the elements. Then we're creating back ends of our website for example, the financial fraud. Like, we've been manipulated. The Federal Reserve was created by the power elite, and money was imposed on us and was not a natural organic movement from the bartering system. This is information people don't know. So we have a whole entire university dedicated to disclosing this information with hardcore evidence, and then solution-oriented webinars. So we're not just trying to put this information out there and have people running around like chickens with their heads cut off, you know, scared and stuff. We want to show people the way out, because this information, no matter how blissful or how scary it might be to you, is really going to be end up in your ultimate empowerment, so that you can live in a higher paradigm and live more at peace with yourself and others.
That's awesome.
And I'll continue with more events.
Sure. Yes, please.
So the next one that we're going to have on February 13th is Jedi Master Training. So this is actually very exciting for me, because this whole year for me has really been, a lot of these events that I create are kind of reflections of where I'm at in my life. So the Jedi Master Training, right now I'm really trying to cultivate having self-mastery over my senses, not like mastering it to the point of control, but being able to be in tune with myself enough to focus my energy where I need it to be focused. So Jedi Master Training is going to be an all-day intensive with some most epic individuals and presenters that will talk about how to have that mastery over yourself and over your senses. So that's on February 13th. Then we're going to move into True World History Conference. So at the end of February, we're going to have February 27th, True World History Conference. There's going to be 5 to 6 presenters, and all the information that we discussed when we talked about Graham Hancock, we're going to have there. We'll have people talking about the Anunnaki, have people talking about the true date of pyramids, the extraterrestrial connection, have some ancient alien information in there. And that's going to probably become an annual event. So that's just some of our events coming up. Then, of course, we have in March, we have Unlock the God Within on March 12th with yourself, Shreya. And do you want to maybe talk a little bit about what that's about?
March 12th, because that's our date. Okay, good. Thanks for putting that in my mind again. Yeah, so the new book that came out from Divine Father Perspective is called Unlocked and Unleashed, The God Within You. And so this is the part of disclosure that you're talking about. It's coming to us from the divine masculine perspective, and father energy is telling us about this grand experiment we've been in, and how the dark side got created, and how who we are, and how we move ourselves to the next level, and so that's what this book Unlocked and Unleashed is about. It'll be available shortly here on Amazon. And we're going to go deeper into the actual codes and ideas and practices that are in the book, as well as tools that people can use to release the past and align and attune with that force within themselves to start removing the clutter, which Divine Mother calls soul. So there's spirit. There's your spark of spirit that emanated from creation, from Divine Mother and Divine Father as a unique aspect of the Creator. And then that spark went off to have experience and garnered all kinds of skill, preference, information, tendencies, traumas, you know, beliefs through multiple incarnations. And this is that karmic, that soul level karmic energy. And so as we can learn to utilize all that we've learned without letting it become a magnet to negative experience anymore. And so this is the process of recalibration. And this is what we're going to talk about in the webinar and how to do it and get support for doing it.
Beautiful. And it's really going to be a bigger picture webinar. That's, I think what you're offering is tools to shift your perspective on the mundane and stuff that keeps us stuck in the drama by realizing the grand picture of it all. You know,
exactly.
That assists us with unlocking the God within. Love it.
The big, big, big picture.
Mm-hmm, the biggest picture.
Yeah, all the way back to the beginning of creational experience.
Right. Picture. Before there was even a picture.
Yeah. Yeah, Atlantis is just a blip on the screen of that one, yeah.
Yeah, right. That's only this last cycle. Like, I trip out, the Earth's been around for a long time. That's only halfway in the last zodiac. We've lived many zodiacs. What else has happened on this planet?
Well, and that's interesting, yeah, that you mentioned about the cycles in the zodiac, because my friend, I have a friend who's in Egypt right now, Deborah Chusty. It's amazing. Which
oh, yes, I know her.
She's blogging about it. And anyway,
I
saw a picture of the Sphinx, and I'm like, that used to be, because I heard that the head was lopped off and a different head was put on.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm sure it was the head of a lion before, because it was probably in the age of Leo when they built that.
Yeah. Exactly. And they actually proved it. The Pyramid Code documentary shows that they now know for sure that it was a lion.
Yeah. So I'm, is that a memory or am I just
smart? So when was Leo? That, there we go. Leo was 9,600 years ago, which mainstream scientists found was the last cataclysmic catastrophe, and Egypt came right after it, the tail end of it all.
So the Egyptians knocked off the head and put their own head on there.
Yeah, and I think what happened was because the Egyptians lived in a matriarchal society. Matriarchal isn't like patriarchy, where patriarchy, male dominance. Matriarchy is all about balance. So they lived in that reality, but then we hear all these stories of the Egyptian slave lords and the Jews being slaves over there. What happened, it seems, was 9,600 years ago or so is when they were really at the height of their civilization, and a couple thousand years later, they continued to be like that, but then they fell from that, and other people came and inhabited it and enslaved people and all these things that came later really isn't the truth of what the original Egyptians were like.
Huh. Yeah, it's really, gosh, it's so deep and intricate. And like you and I were sort of both into the same thing, into studying and looking at these things. And the deeper you go down the wormhole, it's like the rabbit hole, so to speak.
And
there's just so much more to know all the time. And
now does
you know,
stop.
It's exciting to start piecing together the pictures of all of this, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't wait. Yeah, like, I really feel that one day there's going to be, like, a documentary release of the whole of humanity of the true history of everybody, you know? Like,
yeah.
Something's going to happen when people know.
I like it. Let's call it that. Let's make it.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's create the documentary and release it.
Absolutely. It's awesome. And so give people a little bit of an overview again, real quick, about how, you know, in our last couple of minutes here, how they can find out about these programs, what's involved in listening to them, and
okay.
where they can get more information.
Definitely. So first of all, I'd like to just list off what our topics are on our website. So portaltoascension.org, we started 8 years ago with doing small meditative events, sound healings. We moved into creating conferences in 2012. Shreya was the MC of our first conference we did, and called Cosmic Reunion 2012. For the last year and a half, we've done webinars, online events, because we realized overhead cost is much less and we can market to a global audience. So we've been doing a whole year and a half of events, and the topics that we do events on are self-empowerment, sacred sound vibration frequencies, UFO disclosure, extraterrestrial awareness, true world history, ancient civilizations and technology, quantum mechanics, metaphysics, conscious living, and spirituality. So we're a one-stop shop for all things conscious. You need to go to our website, portaltoascension.org, upcoming webinars, check out the past webinars. We have an archive of all the webinars we've done on those topics, and we actually work with some of the biggest people in the world that are really making ripples across the planet with this information. So for the extraterrestrial disclosure conference coming up next week, you can actually go to our website and register for either all 3 days, or you can just register for 1 day. So if you have certain topics that you're interested in, or you just want to check out one presenter, you can go ahead and do that. And you also get, for every single one of our webinars, you get unlimited replay access. So just by getting one webinar, you get to watch it as much as you want. Plus, as a side added bonus, the Extraterrestrial Disclosure Online Conference, we're giving away 5 free webinars that we've done in the last year on that topic with every person that signs up. So it's definitely worth it. Plus, you're going to be part of a huge global community, really spearheading consciousness and empowerment of the ET phenomenon on that day.
That sounds fantastic. And supporting that work, people can find my book, Love's Whisperings, Authentic Spiritual Development, on Amazon.com. That's from the Star Elders' teachings to help us recalibrate to these higher consciousnesses. And spelling my name, Chireya, if you look up Love's Whisperings, Chireya on Amazon, that book will come up. Love to hear what you all think. Please buy it and write a review. Let me know. Utilize it. Some people mark it up because there's so much in there. There's lots of exercises and tons of useful things. But the guides have told me not to leave them just with the book, that we are going to be doing these courses and these trainings and upcoming in March with the new book, Unlocked and Unleashed, The God Within You. And let's just end with a thought here. If we're really forgiving, that means forgiving everyone and everything, including all the seeming bad guys, the good guys, the victims, the perpetrators, you know, we're just saying, Creator, help us learn how it is that we are like you, and help us take responsibility for having created all of it, knowingly or unknowingly, consciously or unconsciously, easily and gracefully. Help us again to let go of guilt and to also set every other being in the universe free from any blame that we might not put on them. And so let's leave this call with that thought, allowing us all to liberate ourselves from any lower consciousness that would hold anyone in shame, including ourselves and all others. How do you like that, Neil?
I love it. Let's do it.
So it is. Well, we'll see you guys on Facebook. You can check out New Earth Vision Portal there. Check out Anchor the Dream. Check out Portal to Ascension. And we hope you have the best week ever. This is
thank you.
Off.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Shreya.
Absolutely. Thank Bye-bye. You, Neil Gar. Shreya Fox here. Have a beautiful week. Thank you.